Yeah, so?
Yeah, so?
I'm really excited this morning.
Jeg er veldig spent I morgen.
Because I get to talk about a scripture and a topic that's very dear to me.
Jeg får ta oss med skriftråd som øyelig og dyrebart for meg.
It's, I think I would guess it's a bit more practical than more study-ish.
Jeg får ta oss om det mer praktisk enn mer, så er det at dukker ny teologien I det.
It's definitely something I use every day. In my life. So, if you have your Bibles, I want you guys to turn to Philippians 4,
verse 4.
And I need to find it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't block it off like I should have. Here we go. Okay. I guess I will read the whole thing and then you can read.
Yeah, I'll lese alt jo kan skon og så lese det alt.
Okay. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Ja, Filippi 4:4. Gleðist í Herranum altíð, aftur sigi gleðist. Milda sinni tykkara veri öllum mennesjum kunnot, Herran er nær. Stóri angum fyrir, nei, læt í öllum tætið ynskja koma fram fyrir Gud í akallan og bøn við takk. Så skal frie Guds, som støyr opp om alt vit, varveita, gjørste og hoksande tikkara i Kristi Jesus. Og så gjerne, brøver, alt som satt alt som samlet alt som ratt alt som rent alt som elskelet alt som velver tale om, ein og hver dikt og ein og hver heier, hoksi om hetta.
Ja. Ja. I remember the first time I ever heard the scripture.
Jeg minns først vi hørte om dette skriftet.
Was when I was in fourth grade.
Da var jeg I fjerde klasse I skolen.
It was an exam, Bible exam.
Da var en vi skulle ha en rund I bibelsøven.
That we were supposed to memorize the scripture.
Og så skulle vi minnes det utenat.
And I'll never forget it actually.
Og du det samme så glemmer det engang.
Because from that time on, this scripture meant a lot to me.
Så så jeg tog her dette skriftet betydde meg for meg.
So it's never too early. I'll just throw that in there. It's never too early to teach kids scripture.
So let me look and see at the ongant for tulja at lära bøten skriftstu utanat.
Because for me this was completely life changing.
Så för mig var det här lust rådant.
So I'm going to take it verse by verse.
Så if I take it on verse för verse.
So the first verse says,
första versen säger,
rejoice in the Lord always, I will say again rejoice.
Gläjest I Herren alltid, att du säger gläjest.
What does it mean to rejoice in the Lord? For me, I like to think of the things that really make me happy. Say maybe like a hobby or for some of you might be sports. For me, I have a bunch of different things. Ranging from guitars to flying.
From guitar until a flickva.
But what does it mean to rejoice in the Lord? The God that we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A joy that's anchored in Him
is
a joy that doesn't change, no matter what the circumstance. And that's awesome to think about.
Och det är fantastiskt att huxa om.
Because we know that in life there's always ups and downs.
Vi vet att I livet så är det upp och nedgångar.
There's times where We don't understand why life is being the way that it is.
Ofta er det så vi slett ikke skilja hvor lov vi er såla som tannu er.
And there's also times of great joy.
Og det er eisen tøy vi stora glede.
But either way,
men lukka mykje kvært,
our God is always the same.
Okkara Gud er alltid den samme.
And we can always run to him.
Vi kan alltid renna til hansara.
And find our joy.
Og finna okkara glede.
Sometimes we have to make a choice to do that.
Onkur þessu mú við velja að gera það.
But I can guarantee this.
Men eg kan garantera hetta.
He does not let you down.
Hann fer ongan til at svíja til hans mann í lova.
And the Bible says that in his presence.
Og Bibeln segir at í hans nærveru.
There's fullness of joy.
So had if the fullkomlig, tan fullkomna gleðin.
Not a little joy.
But it's a lutsinter.
Not a tiny tiny joy.
It's just a picky picky lutsinter gleðin.
But a joy that's so full,
men tankle and glädje som är så full,
that whatever the situation,
at oan sig omstånar,
it is bigger.
Så är det större.
God's joy is bigger.
Guds glädje är god I större.
So I want to challenge you.
Så jag vill erbjuda dig.
First practical thing of this scripture.
Det första praktiska tinget I Jesu skriftbrödern.
Make a choice that in whatever situation,
ta en outrum oan sig omstånar,
whether you're in a situation now.
Och om du är omstörd nu,
or maybe this week,
eller kanske kommande vecka,
rejoice in the Lord.
Minns dig glädjast I Herren.
I will say it again.
Jag säger det åter.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Glädjast I Herren.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's move on to the next one.
Vi får vidare till nästa.
Let your gentleness be evident to all.
Milda sinne tycker jag är I allon människan kunnat.
The Lord is near.
Herren är nära.
Now I don't know how exactly the translation in the Faroese says it.
Vi vet jag också först om omsättningen av Bibeln säger.
But I looked up this part of the scripture.
And I looked at this scripture now.
And knowing this whole just these verses, I always found that section kind of interesting.
Jag har alltid som jag läser där helt att detta brott I väl avhovers.
Because it's almost like they just threw it in there.
Så det ser ut som det bara blackade mitt I mitten där.
Maybe just to fill in the space.
Bara för att göra det inte mer avhovers, bara fylla platsen.
But that's not how it works.
Men så är det viska visst.
It's never there just to fill in space.
Det är inte här för att fylla upp.
So I saw in some other versions it said let your humility. Another one said moderation.
Moderation.
Yeah, I don't know how that would be.
Moderation.
Yeah, whatever. Moderation. And there was a lot of different words there. So I looked up the word in the old text.
So I hooked at an or non ui uprona text non.
And it's very hard for me to pronounce this word.
So it's or you're learning to see.
It's called the word is epiakis.
Hatt ori her, it has very brukt to uppfunna texten. We'll take your word for it. Vi tar det för fullt.
Yeah.
We take your word for it.
So, and the meaning, it was actually quite interesting because the meaning was fair, fitting and good.
Or vi lägger någon rättliga avhovert till er att vara fair, till er att vara rättvisor och att fitting, tillpassande. Tillpassande, and the last one was
and good.
Over goer.
Yeah. And I think what the writer here was trying to say is
tansom skrivar här rena sia
stand for justice.
Stand för tusm rätt.
But it was very interesting because it wasn't the kind of justice that we're used to.
Men det är slä rättvisa som vi ofta är vana vid.
Because the word also means lenient.
Så vi ordnar mest rättsne, vad är lenient av
lenient like soft. You're not this.
Ja, vi är blater eller vi är omsorgsfullt eller
yielding. That's another word that's kind of like
underkastar sig.
Yeah. And this last one I won't even mention. it's basically soft. It's usually when we think of standing for justice. We think of this strength. Almost like a fight. But this is the kind of justice that's strong but also yielding, soft. I'll explain a little more. Justice that is human.
Rättvisa som är ut från människan.
It's a justice that's based on our own demands.
Det är en rättvisa som är byggt på våra egna troan.
And what we want to accomplish.
Och det som vi inte får vara bortgjort.
But a justice that's lined up with God.
Men den rättvisa som är ut från människan som vi god.
It's the justice that says, let your will be done on this earth.
Som är en rättvisa som säger, låt vilja din vara här på jorden.
When God is judge,
ta gode domaren,
it's not just power,
så det ikke bare kraft,
but patience.
Men det eisne å være tålen.
Do you understand what I mean?
Skjønner du hva jeg mener?
It's a justice that's powerful but also patient.
Det en rettvise som kraftmiddel, men eisne tålen.
Do we stand for that kind of justice?
Standa vi for det slaget av rettvise?
Do we show power in our life but also patience?
Vi ser vid kraft i våra liv men eisen tål.
To the people around us.
Till de folk som är runt omkring oss.
That's a question I ask myself.
Den spårning jag spyr mig själv.
That's a challenge I give to myself.
Den utmaning jag kommer till mig själv.
Think of that picture.
Huxa mig som inte.
Think of justice, think of strength.
Huxa om rättvisa och huxa om styrka.
But also a strength that gives way to mercy.
Men I stand stitched some jever in Noia we Karlaga.
That's the God that we serve.
It's a good with him.
Just judge.
Ein rachtvoller domar,
but merciful.
Men ein neiriger
and powerful all at the same time.
Ein kraftamigen. Alt samstundes.
So let your life stand for that.
Let life to stand for you too.
That kind of justice.
Tjasla your rachtvoller.
The justice that says let your will be done on this earth.
Han rätt som säger vill du tun vara här och gör.
Power and patience.
Kraft och tål.
So the next one here.
Ta nästa.
Do not be anxious about anything.
Stur i onkon fyra.
But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God.
Lät i allt ont hjärtat inskja komma fram för Gud och akadan och bön vi tack.
Yeah, do not be anxious about anything. That first part of is really hard for me.
Stor onkon fyri har som första parten rulla trubbel för mig.
As I'm sure it's hard for some of you.
Som ta sikur er för onkon tikkan isna.
It's very easy to get stressed out.
Som netta blir stressad.
At least sometimes in some occasions so easy.
Atla för en summan omstån så lätt.
But the Bible is saying here, do not be anxious about anything.
Men Bibeln säger stor onkon fyri.
Now worry, stress and fear.
Nu att stora och stress och ötte.
They're family members.
Det är till familj och någon annan.
Yeah, it's an interesting family.
Det är en ahavärd familj.
If you can imagine that picture.
Och visst kan ömmande att kunna minnas.
Family dinners, you know, worry, stress and fear all together.
Familjesamling att det är samman ötte och storan och allt det.
That's like chaos to me.
Det är som kaos för mig.
But they have something in common.
Men de har något gemensamt.
They paralyze our spirits.
De paralyserar, de gör att vi lammar, att vi antar lammas allt.
They keep us from acting spiritually, from taking action.
De gör att vi mekaniskt att handla.
They stop us in our tracks.
De stoppar oss medan vi gänger.
If you ever have been in a situation where it's very bad stress. It almost physically shuts us down. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I completely. That's definitely something I understand. We must always strive to live in the Spirit.
Vi må alltid kjempa for at livet og andan.
We cannot let worry, stress and fear paralyze us.
Vi skal ikke leta sturan og stress og ættan styr okkar livet.
But it says here, but in everything,
så sier det her, men i ætlun,
by prayer and petition,
i ætlun leta til at som ikke kommer fram for Gud, i akadlan og bøn vi takk.
With thanksgiving,
yes, I should, I read
yeah, okay. Mm. So at that point when we're anxious,
so tar vi det och sturen,
it instructs us here how not to be anxious.
Så vi ska kunna göra så vi inte skulle vara sturen.
We can stop and we can pray.
Vi kan stäcka och vi kan be.
But we're not just going to pray to empty air.
Vi får ikke bare be ut i luften, tar man hjem.
We're not just going to pray with fancy words.
Ikke be av i flotte ord.
We're going to pray with thanksgiving.
Vi får be av i takk.
And I really love that word is there.
Men jeg så glad for at ordet vi her.
Because when I think thanksgiving,
du tar i hus om takk og takker Gud.
It's almost like a release.
Så det akkurat som om man blir sluppet ur og blir fri av.
Like the opposite of stress.
Akkurat det motsatte av å være stresset over.
Right? Am I correct?
Skiller rett?
Prayer with thanksgiving.
Bøn vi takk.
Activates our faith.
Det aktiverer akkurat trygg.
And faith and peace are also family.
Og frier og trygg teir eisen i familien.
They mobilize us spiritually.
De mobiliserer okkun.
So right there is the answer to the solution.
So her er svaret og løsningen.
Now I'm not going to say that you'll never be stressed.
If I just see at one can be stressed over.
Obviously, we're human beings.
So on with the manager.
We don't do things perfect all the time.
Vi gjør ikke fullkomne alt.
Sometimes our emotions, they get the best of us.
Og først så tar jeg chansen når rei og akon.
Me being Spanish.
Altid er spansker.
We are extremely emotional people.
So evit altsjulja følelsesrik folk.
So that's definitely something I have to struggle with quite often.
Så det er veldig noe som jeg må strues med ofte.
My emotions.
Mine känslor.
And there's been times with me.
Og det var to år i min liv.
Where I've had times of stress or times of anxiety.
Og det har haft to år vi stress eller vi strongt.
And I've remembered this scripture.
So minnist hetta versa.
And I prayed with thanksgiving.
Og so biye við takk.
And that leads me to the next part of the scripture here.
Og ta leiði meg so til ta næsta skriftbrot her.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
So skal friður Guds sum stóyr upp um alt vit varvita jørstu og hugsanir tykkara og í Kristi Jesus.
The peace that surpasses all understanding.
Friðurin sum stóyr upp um alt vit.
What's that like?
Kussir hann?
What's peace that we can't understand?
Kussir friðurin sum vit ikki kunnu skilja?
That's peace in the middle of the worst storm.
Tir friður mitt uti ringasta storminum.
With the biggest waves,
við tann størsta aldunum.
And the strongest winds.
Og tí sterkasta vindunum.
That's peace in the middle of tears.
To free your mitt with harnon.
That's peace in the midst of death.
To free your mitt with dayan.
That's peace in the midst of sadness.
To free your mitt with sorgene.
It's really hard to understand that.
To troubles at shilia.
But that's the peace that God promises us right here.
Men det han free is en god lov och kombinerat här.
And I'm not saying that it's a peace without tears.
We see each at en free utan tår.
And I'm not saying that it's a peace without hardship.
We see each utan at en frier utan strongt,
but it's a peace that comes in the midst of all of that.
Men det är en frier som kommer mitt i allt.
A peace that we cannot understand.
En frier som vi inte kan skilja.
Like Peter walking on the water.
Som tar Peter gick på vatten.
In the midst of the storm.
Mitt i stormen.
That story to me also means a lot.
Han sa att han ser hon på tog såna för mig.
But there's a section of that story that's not often talked about.
Men det är ett brott jag snär som man inte ofta talar om.
After Peter sank.
Att han har Peter sack.
Jesus grabbed him.
Så tog han Jesus upp.
And they walked together to the boat.
Och tjinko ser man över till båten.
In the midst of that storm.
Mitt i stormen.
The very storm that he was drowning in.
Den stormen som han drunknade i.
That's the peace I'm talking about.
The tan frien etosium.
The peace where Jesus wraps his arms around you.
Tan frien ta Jesus tekur armarna rundan um deg.
And you walk together to the boat.
Og tit genka saman yvir til båten.
You walk on the water.
Tit genka á vatninum.
The stormy, rough water.
Tan stóra vatni við nekkun stormi og altan.
I love that picture.
Elsti hasa myndina.
But it doesn't stop there.
Men ta stekkar sjær.
Because it says that very peace,
it does stand that hasen frieren
will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
Som varvaiter hugsanir tykkara í Kristi Jesus.
I have a picture of a lighthouse.
Eg havi eina mynd av einum vita.
I'm sure you guys have seen those pictures of the water hitting the lighthouse.
Eg havi kanska sett ta myndina av tøy altuna reka vitan.
And you being inside that lighthouse.
Og tú ert inni í hugsan vitan.
Safe and sound.
Fullkomliga trigger.
have a picture of a fortress.
En mynd av einar borg.
In the midst of a big battle.
Mitt í einum stórum slagi.
An impenetrable fortress.
En borg sum man ikki kan koma nú.
Have a picture of being cold.
Ja, men mynd av vera kaldur.
And then being wrapped warm.
Og so verið okkur lagt undan undir so the blur height.
That's the guard I'm talking about. Situations sometimes have a way of changing us. They have a way of causing doubt sometimes. But that peace that guards our hearts in Christ
Jesus.
That peace that guards our hearts in Christ Jesus. Don't forget that peace that's there. That's promised to you. It's a powerful peace. It's the kind of guard that protects your heart. From things that would normally tear you apart. They can't. Our God is bigger. His peace is bigger. His joy is bigger. His mercy is bigger. And His love is far bigger. The last one. Finally, my brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Allt sum satt allt sum samlet allt sum rætt allt sum rænt allt sum elskulet allt sum vel verið tala einu hverja dikt og einu hvern hægur hugsi hetta.
There's so many things about this scripture that I love.
There's a neck pet la brotti as a scripture problem sum elskja.
One thing is how everything is connected.
Alt kosu allt samanknutt.
Because once that peace of God is there,
to talk Guds friður her,
maybe our minds or anything it tries to cause us to forget or tries to pull that away.
So right in the sin is vekk eller fá okna gleyma.
This right here is the solution to keep that peace.
Hetta her er lausnin uppa at varðveita handa friðin.
To hold it close.
I have an tatt uppa.
This is a filter.
Hetta er filter.
For me, I've used this scripture, this part of the scripture.
Eg brúkti þetta skriftbrot, eh?
To determine what I watch and what I listen to. Growing up, there's always been confusion about this kind of music and this kind of movies. And not just in that area, but in all areas of my life. Because the gateways to your heart are your eyes and your ears. Just like that demonstration we saw earlier with the kids and the sponge.
Okay, so we saw you on the sponge on the water on the other.
Our spirits, our hearts are like sponges. Whether we like it or not, whether we're aware of it or not, whatever we expose ourselves to is what is absorbed. And for me, this scripture has been a way to be aware of what I'm being exposed to.
Og fyrir meg er þetta skriftbrotið ein hjálp að vera greiðir yfir hvað þetta útsett með sjálfan fyrir.
I'm a musician.
Eg ein tónleikari.
I've listened to all kinds of different music. I don't just like one style. I like a lot of different kinds of music. And I can appreciate a lot of things. But a decision I've made. If a song that I'm listening to doesn't fit this category here, I won't put it in my ears consistently. I won't keep listening to it over and over again. I might say, those musicians, they played good. That singer sounds good. But I won't put it in my ears all the time. Same with movies. If it's not something that fits this category here, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to work against what God is doing in my heart. I don't
want to,
I want to align myself with what He's doing. I
want to
live in that peace. I don't want that peace to be jeopardized in any way. So in all situations, not just music, not just movies, but our daily lives, how do we conduct ourselves with the people around us? Using this as a filter, we can not just deal with living, but we could be light in this world. Be light in this world. Be salt in this world. Because this, as a filter, believe it or not, people see it around you. They're aware of it. And they might ask you about it. And that's a good opportunity there to share with them God's love and God's peace. There's been plenty of times in my life where this has been something practical. Or maybe initially something doesn't seem so bad, but it doesn't 100% fit this category. But it's actually kept me, it saved me, because then I realized it was something really bad. These little verses here.
So it's a small question here.
How they're connected. Have really impacted my life, like I said. And I want to challenge you guys.
So if you come in the album
to go back and read it.
And
try and memorize it. If you don't know it. And I guarantee you, it'll be something that will come up again in your life.
In
those moments of stress, it'll be something that will come out of your heart. Say it out loud. Read it. Memorize it. Because there's awesome things here in this little tiny area here. The Bible's full of this kind of stuff. That's why I enjoy God's Word.
That's why
I enjoy God's Word.